sure is true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Billions of hearts have been broken, yes, yes. Just because these words were spoken. You know the words that were spoken? Here it is. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Yes, but if you break my heart, I'll break your jaw and then I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you.
Thomas Fats Waller was a preacher's kid from Harlem, New York. Born in 1904, he started learning the piano from his mother and played pipe organ in his father's church. Well, Fats discovered jazz early, sneaking into Harlem clubs and listening to the great pianists who were around and taking formal lessons from the stride pianist James P. Johnson. Well, his father was none too pleased. He was pretty strict and considered jazz the devil's music. But that didn't stop Fats. He learned to play ragtime and then stride piano, and in some cases better than any of his mentors. And as soon as he could, he started to make a living as a keyboard player, first on the organ at age 15, playing for silent films at the Lincoln Harlem Theater.
The joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, the joint is jumping.
Well, it was said that Thomas Fats Waller ate more food, drank more liquor, recorded more jazz records in his time, and seemed to have just more fun than anyone else.
Oh, grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be.
And listening to him here, who could doubt that? We're going to spend some time with Thomas Fats Waller this week on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin, and thanks for coming along. To get started, let's listen to just a lovely example of his piano playing, recorded on June 11th, 1937. It's Fats Waller playing music by Spencer Williams in a tune called I Ain't Got Nobody.
Thank you.
Fats Waller playing James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout, recorded in 1941. And before that, we heard Spencer Williams's tune, I Ain't Got Nobody, played by Fats Waller. In 1919, Fats's mother died, Adeline, and about the same time, he began learning James P. Johnson's piano technique by using piano rolls. So Fats would sit at a player piano with a locking mechanism, and he'd put his fingers over the depressed keys as the roll played, and then lock it by sliding the mechanism, thereby mimicking the notes. And he'd do this for hour after hour. And one day, he finally got enough nerve to meet Johnson by way of a mutual friend. Johnson could see Fats's enthusiasm, so he took him as a regular student. Well, Fats would spend so much time with Johnson, both at Johnson's house and in clubs where Johnson was a regular, that at one point Johnson's wife asked him, "Don't you have a home to go to, son?" Well, I mentioned that Fats first struck out on his own at age 15. He got a job playing the theater organ for silent movies at the Lincoln Theater in Harlem, for which he was paid the lordly sum of $23 a week. Well, I should mention that Waller was self-taught on the organ. He used to hang out at the Lincoln Theater to watch the other organists play. He watched their feet and their hands and what they did with various stops and levers. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. Here are two early examples of Fats at the organ. That's All from 1929 and Sugar from 1927 with blues singer Alberta Hunter. Thank you.
baby, my sugar. I never may be my sugar. That's why my sugar is so confectionary. Funny, he never pleads for my money. But when he feeds me on honey, he gets his needs every time. I'd make a million trips to his sweet lips if I wanna be. Cause he's sweeter than any candy is to me. Oh, sugar, I never cheat on my sugar. Cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. That sugar baby of dictionary book. That little word is sugar. I call my baby my sugar. I never may be my sugar. That's why my sugar is such a little lollipop. Funny, he never pleads for my money. But when he feeds me on honey, he gets his needs every time. I'll make a million trips to his sweet lips if I wanna be. Cause he's sweeter than any candy to me. Oh, my little sugar, sugar, I'll call my baby my sugar, sugar. I never may be my sugar, that sugar baby of mine.
Two early organ performances by Fats Waller. We heard That's All from 1929 and then Sugar 1927 with the blues singer Alberta Hunter. We're listening to Fats Waller today on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. Fats Waller made his first recordings in about 1922 for OK Records. There was Clarence Williams' outfit. And then shortly after that, he released what we're going to hear next, Squeeze Me. Squeeze Me was based on an early kind of naughty blues. Bessie Smith has recorded it, and Mead Lux Lewis also. But we're going to hear the kind of PG version. This is credited to Clarence Williams, the publisher, but Andy Razaf has also claimed credit, and he's probably the more likely author. I'll tell you more about Andy on the other side. Here's Squeeze Me, recorded a little later, 1939, Fats Waller and his rhythm.
again. Baby, don't stop till I tell you when. Baby, squeeze me and kiss me some more, just like you did before. Little Cupid is standing close by. Come on, don't let your fat daddy cry. Pick me up, oh babe, on your knee. Oh babe, I get so old, you know, when you squeeze me.
Me. That was Fats Waller's first big hit, composed in 1925. That one was recorded in 1939. Fats Waller and his rhythm, John Hamilton trumpet, Gene Cedric clarinet and tenor sax, Cedric Wallace bass, John Smith guitar, and Slick Jones on drums. Fats Waller copyrighted over 400 songs, so he wrote many more. And many of these were co-written with his closest collaborator, Andy Razzaf. Now, Razzaf was born in Washington, D.C., but he was related to a queen of Madagascar, and a paternal grandmother's last name was Waller. No relation, but one of those amazing coincidences. Razzaf was raised in Harlem in Manhattan, and at the age of 16, he quit school and took a job as an elevator operator at night so that he could continue to write poetry and lyrics during the day. Well, when he wasn't operating the elevator, Razzaf spent many of his nights in the Greyhound Line's bus station in Times Square, where he picked up his mail at the Gaiety Theater office building, which was considered the Black Tin Pan Alley of the time. And that is where he met Fats Waller. He and Fats wrote a show together in 1929 called Hot Chocolates. And we're going to hear one of the songs from this. This is pretty remarkable stuff for 1929 or any year. And this is a song called What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue? It's become a jazz standard, but a racial protest song in 1929. Composed by Fats Waller and Harry Brooks with lyrics by Andy Razzaf. Louis Armstrong sings it for us. Thank you.
to bed. Springtime has led. Feel like old Ned. Wish I was dead. All my life through, I've been so black and blue. Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do then to be so black and blue? Oh, I'm white inside, but that don't help my case. Cause I can't hide what is in my bed. What how will it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue, a 1929 racial protest song from the show Hot Chocolates, a Broadway show of 1929, lyrics by Andy Razaf, and music by Fats Waller and Harry Brooks. Well, Hot Chocolates also featured this next song, maybe one most associated with Fats Waller, Ain't Misbehavin', which Louis Armstrong sang from the orchestra pit in the original show. And we'll follow that with Waller's other 1929 hit, Honeysuckle Rose, from a show playing just down the street at Connie's Inn.
Ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know that I paid my alimony and I ain't misbehaving. No one to talk with. All by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Yes, just for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner, sitting over there in the corner. Don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses worth waiting for. Believe me, don't stay out late. Got no place to go. I'm home about 8 at my neighbor's radio. I can't afford one. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Thank you.
I'm saving for you, baby. Don't stay out late, got no place to go. I'm home about 8 at my little radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Here's your money.
And now, here it comes. That one and only composition, Honeysuckle Rose, by yours truly, Little Fatsy Watsy Waller. Huh? And here it is. Take it away, take it away, boys. We in the groove for it, Honeysuckle Rose. Honeysuckle Rose. When the best my blouse droops, I know the reason why. You must sweeter goodness knows, Honeysuckle Rose. Say, I don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. So sweet when you stirred up, but I'm taking no sense from tasty lips. Honey, valley drips, confession, goodness knows, Honeysuckle Rose. I'll walk on out there.
Well, we've about come to the end of another show. This is At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. We've been listening to that bundle of joy, Fats Waller, today. I hope you enjoyed hearing some of your favorite recordings, and certainly some of mine, along with highlights of his young 39 years. It's amazing how much he managed to record and pack into such a short lifespan. By the way, if you're enjoying these podcasts, please write and let me know. The email for the show is kevin@thejazzbandball.com. And as always, the best way I have to know that you're out there is to write and rate the show on your favorite podcast platform. Thanks to everyone who has subscribed to my Substack, kevinmclaughlin.substack.com. And subscriptions keep trickling in. I really appreciate it. It's free, or you can donate a little bit. It's up to you. And thanks for discovering us and for listening regularly. We have time for one more Fats Waller recording. It's Then I'll Be Tired of You. It's a particular favorite since it was played at my wedding. So I'd like to send this out with love and affection to my wife, Emily. I love you, Emily. This is At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. Have a great week, everybody. See you next time.
I'll be tired of you when stars are tired of gleaming, when I am tired of dreaming, then I'll be tired of you. This I know is true. When the angry winds are tired of blowing, when the green grass is tired of growing, then I'll be tired of you. Beyond the years, till day is night, till wrong is right, till birds refuse to sing. Tweet, tweet, tweety, tweet. Beyond the years, the echo of my only love will still be whispering, whispering. If my throbbing heart should ever start repeating that it is tired of beating, then I'll be tired of you. Never start repeating that it is tired of beating, then I'll be tired.